Good morning. It's time for the Chamber Corner, brought to you by Idaho Insurance Specialists. You live the good life, now choose to protect it. Give Michelle Sandoz a call at 788-9209 and check them out on Facebook. And joining me in the studio for this week's edition of the Chamber Corner, it is Jeff Bacon.
I remember this one.
I figured you would.
Red Fox.
Yeah, that's like our time, the 70s. They were the golden years. Red Fox.
Yep.
Elizabeth, I'm coming home.
This is the big one.
Yeah. Love that show.
He's classic.
All right, here we are.
Yeah, lots happening.
August.
Boy.
A lot of things we're going to cram in here in today's edition.
It's a busy, busy month.
What's going on?
Well, first to talk about our newest members of the Chamber. Obviously, this year we're on a membership drive, and Champagne Creek Yurts in Peekaboo, one of our newest members. The new Silver Creek Hotel in Bellevue. That is a beautiful facility there. They're getting ready to open. Stay tuned for more on that. The Better Business Bureau and the United States Fly Fishing Team. I didn't even know that existed, but there's the United States Fly Fishing Team. They're going to be doing some clinics here in town, and we'll have a Live with Christy coming up later this week, so stay tuned for more info on that. They're going to do some clinics for the young folks in town.
All right.
Hey, air quality caution has been extended for Blaine, Camas, Kesha, Gooding, Jerome, Lincoln, Minidoka, and Twin Falls counties. We are in a moderate to unhealthy category, and there's no restrictions on wood stoves, but there is for outdoor fires, so don't do that right now. The air quality can change drastically with just slight changes in fire behavior and weather conditions. So the next update on this will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Stay indoors as much as possible if you're sensitive, and try not to do too much strenuous activity outdoors. The general public should be unaffected, they say. If you want to keep an eye on this, if you can Google DEQ, Idaho, and Gov.
You know, we as humans, we're feeling the effect from the smoke, obviously, but did you know the smoky air can be making your pet sick, too. Some of the symptoms include, like humans, coughing, sneezing, wheezing, hard breathing. So that air quality is important not only to we humans, but to our little furry friends as well.
That's a really great point. Hey, we're setting the next round of training classes. We're going to do that for the last part of the year and into next year. So if you are interested in seeing some different training topics covered in our regular trainings, give us a call at the Chamber office. We'd like to see if we can get some of those set up for you. Our SBA advisor will be here, the Small Business Administration advisor. She's going to be here on Friday, so give us a call at the Chamber office if you would like us to come by and introduce you. She's got an update on some of the things that SBA is working on and can answer any questions you might have about how SBA can help your small business. And speaking of small business, this week is National Farmers Market Week.
Oh, I didn't get you a card.
Well, we can get one at the visitor center.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
A lot of small businesses have got their start at farmers markets. And, of course, here in the Valley, we have farmers markets in Ketchum on Tuesday from 2 to 6. And that's on 4th Avenue right near Town Square. And this year, new to Haley, the farmers market is on Carbonate Street between Sun Valley Brewery and Christopher & Company. And also, it's open a little later. That's on Thursdays from 3 till 7. Give folks a chance to check it out. It's got a great vibe, and if you haven't checked it out, August is great for produce. That's really when it starts coming in, so we'd love to see you there this week at the farmers markets. Hey, the Chamber is pulling together a list of members that would like to participate at a board level. The nominating committee is putting together the list that will be presented to membership for a vote towards the end of the year. Let us know if you'd like to be on that list. Last month, we made the announcement that our vice president, John Volan, was leaving the area, so Todd Hunter, owner and operator of Idaho Lumber, has stepped up to take on the role of VP. And he will be the Chamber's president next year. We're pretty excited to have Todd as VP and look forward to his leadership in 2018. And the Mountain Rides would like some public input on a transportation forum they're doing this Thursday. This last Christmas season, we had bus service to the airport. That went really well. They just want to know, what's this look like in the future? Do we keep that service? We want to try something else. They want public comment on this. So 3:30 at Zions Bank in Ketchum. They would like the public to come and give comment on this transportation forum. If you are interested, RSVP to kim@mountainrides.org. And last, I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that the Bellevue's Labor Day Parade and festivities is happening this year. There's been a little confusion that had been put on by the Bellevue Chamber of Commerce, which is no longer an entity, but the city of Bellevue is helping out this year, and the chamber is definitely helping get the word out. It's the parade and the fun run, the music, it's all happening. They're looking for sponsors, so let us know if you'd like us to hook you up with the appropriate folks. And it's going to be another really fun event for the city of Bellevue this Labor Day. The next business after hours, August 17th at Red Door Design in Haley. That's the former Dollhouse, and if you haven't seen it, they have done a great job on that. Marina is actually one of the designers for the new Silver Creek Hotel, and that, like I said, is just a beautiful space. So August 17th from 5 to 7 at Red Door Design is our next business after hours.
So are we... We're getting closer to the eclipse. Everybody freaking out, or is there calm? What's the vibe?
It might be the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping for a Y2K moment on this, though,
yeah,
where we get over-prepared. I don't know if that's going to be possible, because there should be a lot of folks in town. I think we're going to – my hope is we're going to notice it. Hopefully it's business as usual, just a lot more of it.
Yeah. Well, I know we've talked about this in the past. You're recommending, and a lot of the officials are recommending, you know, stock up on supplies and gas, anticipate that there could be internet outages.
Right. Yep. Cell phones
phone
might not
issues.
Work. Yep, exactly.
So
there's just going to be a lot of people in town. So put on your big patient's hat and just kind of go with the flow, because we need to get through this as a team.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
And it could be a great hit for the Valley, the
Absolutely.
Businesses. What a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
You have all these people rolling through. So, all right, Jeff Bacon with this week's edition of the Chamber Corner on Catch 95.